This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, we have the response from Deshaun Watson in regards to the lawsuits against him. Just filed to the District Court of Harris County, the 113th Judicial District. Just came down this morning as we were preparing for the show. We're going to give it to you right now. J-Lo, you just start us off giving us what all Deshaun Watson has to say via Rusty Harden about the lawsuits against him. There's a lot of information here. We will provide it to you right here on Sports Radio 610. Again, the title at the top, Defendant Deshaun Watson's Original Answer. All caps, all bold, underlined.
All right, so I won't get into the details of cause numbers and all that stuff. Let's get into the meat and potatoes after their original statement. What Rusty Harden has filed with the 113th Judicial District Court. In the few days since Mr. Watson has learned the identity of his accusers, his legal team has already uncovered evidence that numerous allegations in this onslaught of cases are simply not true or accurate. For example, and this is where it gets interesting, and it gets even more interesting later when he talks about specific cases. After the massage therapy sessions with Mr. Watson, eight plaintiffs bragged about, praised, and were excited about massaging Mr. Watson. Seven plaintiffs willingly worked or offered to work with Mr. Watson after their alleged incidents. Three plaintiffs lied about the number of sessions they actually had with Mr. Watson. Three plaintiffs lied about their alleged trauma resulting harm. Five plaintiffs told others they wanted to get money out of Mr. Watson. And five plaintiffs have scrubbed or entirely deleted their social media accounts. And he goes on, and I will read this part. It was not until the plaintiffs saw an opportunity for a money grab that they changed their stories to convert therapy sessions they bragged about to friends and family to something much more nefarious. Innocent questions about whether the therapists were comfortable with the therapy Mr. Watson sought evolved into sexual innuendo that the plaintiffs used to bolster their claims for money. For example, in the first lawsuit filed, plaintiff Ashley Solis implies that Mr. Watson's question asking if she was, quote, comfortable with certain areas his organization is making him get worked on was somehow sexually suggestive. That same question, however, posed to a therapist not seeking to exploit Mr. Watson, was perceived as it was intended, a legitimate therapeutic inquiry.
So he's claiming that they took some of his messages out of context. If you're just tuning in,
or exaggerated.
This was just filed to the court. This is Deshaun Watson's response to the allegations against him.
These lawsuits are replete with mischaracterizations of Mr. Watson's conduct. These range from being misleading to fraudulent to slanderous. Importantly, only two of the 22 lawsuits allege that Mr. Watson forced any type of sexual activity, an allegation Mr. Watson, again, vehemently denies. And even at this early stage of the litigation, The evidence obtained by the defense clearly supports Mr. Watson's denial of these allegations of force. As plaintiff Shanae Lawson's business manager put it, this is, quote, not extortion, it's blackmail. Unfortunately, 21 other women have decided to join her.
Now, that one is from Brian Burney, his sworn statement to Rusty Hart. And Brian Burney's made many mistakes in this
whole
process.
We're going to get back to these because I think there are some clear counterpoints that can be made to all these. I just want to read the exact accounts here.
He had to, unlike a lot of tweets, he's been very, very much of a liability for the Deshaun Watson camp. The next page, if you're just tuning in, Deshaun Watson's response to the allegations. Here is a page. This is where it starts to get problems with the plaintiff's allegations. This is from Rusty Harden and Deshaun Watson, his response to the lawsuits, the 22 that have been filed against him.
Correct. And just so our listeners know, I am going to read the names. They are public record. I don't think we're in the business of putting these things out there casually, but since they are in the official complaint, I am going to read these names. Quote, after the massage therapy sessions with Mr. Watson, plaintiffs bragged about, praised, and were excited to massage Mr. Watson. Point number one, plaintiff Shanae Lawson claims in the lawsuit that she was, quote, disgusted by Mr. Watson. Yet after her therapy session with him, she bragged to friends and family members about massaging Mr. Watson and told them that she thinks he is a kind person. Next, a security guard at the spa where Mr. Watson received a massage stated that plaintiff Tanjay Johnson was happy and laughing after her interactions with Mr. Watson. She was excited about having worked on him and did not want any other therapist to work on him. Next. According to a security guard at the spa, after one of plaintiff Marshall Davis's sessions with Mr. Watson, Ms. Davis was laughing and appeared in good spirits. Another witness characterized Ms. Davis as, quote, jolly after working with Mr. Watson. And Ms. Davis told multiple family members that she would massage Mr. Watson again. She even told people that while she was, quote, not into men, his body is beautiful and soft, and that if she were not a lesbian, she would have jumped on Mr. Watson. Next, plaintiff Chelsea Bell fails to explain that after the first two therapy sessions, which she alleges were increasingly, quote, uncomfortable, she willingly invited Mr. Watson to come to her house for the last two therapy sessions. Next, plaintiffs Kyla Hayes, Robin Caicedo, and Kimberly Bryce omitted that after their sessions with Mr. Watson, they told him that they would gladly work with him again. In fact, Kimberly Bryce reported to a close relative that she was thrilled to have had the opportunity to massage Deshaun. Next, plaintiff Erica Chapman claims that after the initial therapy session, Mr. Watson hounded her about setting up another session. She failed to explain that she eagerly showed up to Mr. Watson's house to give him another massage before he even had a chance to book an appointment. Now, we're reading from and sharing the official response in the Harris County 113th Judicial Court by Rusty Harden's team. Now we get to the point, Landry, where plaintiffs willingly worked or offered to work with Mr. Watson after the alleged incidents, according to Rusty Harden and the document that was filed. At least five of the plaintiffs chose to work with Mr. Watson even after they claim he acted offensively and aggressively in prior sessions. Erica Chapman, Kaylin Harrington, Rebecca Nagy, Toy Garner, and Chelsea Bell. This, of course, raises the question of why they would agree to follow up therapy sessions when they claim their experiences made them feel like they, quote, wanted to vomit and caused them to, quote, no longer accept massage clients for fear of a repeat of this type of harassment. Second point. Plaintiff Tanjay Johnson claims she was, quote, fearful and felt, quote, violated, terrified, and disgusted after her therapy sessions with Mr. Watson. She does not explain why then, on more than one occasion, she messaged him after his football games to check in on him and asked to massage him again. Next point. Contrary to plaintiff Crystal DeRosa's claim that she was, so, quote, disturbed by what allegedly occurred that she chose not to contact Mr. Watson about receiving the rest of the payment for the session, the evidence shows that after the alleged incident, she did attempt to contact Mr. Watson and even asked to work with him again. Next point. In stark contrast to plaintiff Kaylin Harrington's statement that after the alleged incident, she told Mr. Watson that she, quote, would not work with him and has, quote, not been able to move on from these experiences, she contacted Mr. Watson multiple times telling him that she was attracted to him and wanted to go out on dates with him. All right, so now we're going into the lies and lies about alleged trauma resulting in harm in this document.
If you're just tuning in, this was just filed to the court. It's Deshaun Watson's original answer to the lawsuits against him right here on Sports Radio 610.
The following plaintiffs failed to mention they had more therapy sessions with Mr. Watson than what they pleaded. Kyla Hayes, Robinita Miller, and Robin Caicedo. Presumably, these plaintiffs minimized their interactions with Mr. Watson because these facts undermine their allegations. Also, plaintiff Ashley Solis claimed during a news conference that she, quote, can no longer practice the profession that she loves the most without shaking during a session. Yet publicly available information shows that she has provided multiple massages after the alleged incident with Mr. Watson. Indeed, not only is she still accepting clients, but according to those who have worked with her, she did not show any signs of trauma during these sessions. Next point. While plaintiff Toy Garner claims that, quote, by the end of the massage, she was sweating, and, quote, there was nowhere for her to go, she neglects to mention she had multiple family members in the home and nearby during both therapy sessions.
Now, the thing to keep in mind as we're reading Deshaun Watson's response to the lawsuits is this is not just like a public post. This is filed to the court.
This is the official document.
This is the initial response. So this isn't like a Facebook post. This isn't like a press conference. This is a response, an official court document that we're reading for you right here on Sports Radio 610.
And keep in mind, we've often talked about that, and you and I have mentioned, no matter what they say outside of the court, what do I always say? Those are just words that you can, lawyers can say anything. This is filed to the court. All right, next point. Plaintiff Marshelle Davis alleges that she, quote, was alone at the spa and feared for her life during her therapy session with Mr. Watson. However, a security guard hired by the spa was present at the spa at all times and capable of intervening if an incident had in fact occurred. Now, here's where it gets another level of it, where the plaintiffs told others they wanted to get money out of Mr. Watson, according to the document.
So this would be probably they've talked to people, according to Rusty Harden and them, and this is the situation. You're listening to Deshaun Watson's response to the lawsuits that was filed to the courts earlier this morning.
Plaintiff Marshelle Davis told close family members that if Mr. Watson's attorney had paid her, she would have supported him instead of suing him. She also told her family that she had contemplated blackmailing Mr. Watson. Next point. Plaintiff Crystal DeRosa told a witness that the only reason she was getting involved in the lawsuit was for money. She even laughed about it and stated that she wanted to, quote, get in on the action. Next point. Plaintiff Shanae Lawson admittedly sought to, quote, blackmail Mr. Watson before she filed suit. She asked him to pay her $30,000 for indefinite silence because her encounter would be embarrassing if revealed. More importantly, when Mr. Watson's marketing manager, Brian Burney, asked her whether she was claiming that something happened against her will, she confirmed that everything that occurred was consensual. Finally, she told Mr. Burney that she wanted a copy of the NDA that she and Mr. Watson signed because she did not want people in her industry to know she had provided oral sex to her massage client. Evidence of her concerns is contained in Mr. Burney's affidavit and a contemporaneous tape recording of the phone conversation.
And that was the original affidavit that Burney filed. He's cleaning up the tweets now, so I think he's realizing that it's getting a little bit real, can't be doing that. But that's another exhibit that has been presented early in the process.
Witnesses state that plaintiff Kimberly Bryce has a history of, quote, forcing herself on celebrities, quote, chasing celebrities, and, quote, running behind high-profile athletes. They also describe her as being, quote, out for the money and a money grabber. During one of the press conferences Mr. Busby held regarding the case, plaintiff Ashley Solis claimed that she was not filing suit for monetary reasons, but rather because, quote, this is about having her voice heard. It is about having other survivors' voices heard. Belying her assertion, though, Ms. Solis would have abandoned her voice and being the voice of other alleged survivors if Mr. Watson would agree to pay her $100,000. This is the official document, if you're just joining us, in the District Court of Harris County, 113th Judicial District, filed by Rusty Harden and his staff. Plaintiffs have scrubbed or entirely deleted their social media accounts, and the relevant evidence they contained is another part of this. Each of the plaintiff's petitions contain a paragraph warning Mr. Watson to preserve relevant evidence, including digital information. Without question, Mr. Watson has and will continue to do so. However, the plaintiffs have failed to heed their own warning. At least four plaintiffs, Crystal DeRosa, Latoya Johnson-Hanks, Tavi Turner, and Marshall Davis, have altered the accounts where they advertised the services that Mr. Watson acquired. Before their names became public, their accounts contain pictures and are inconsistent with the image they portray through their petitions. These items are no longer posted to their accounts. Plaintiff Kimberly Bryce took the destruction of evidence even further by completely deleting her Instagram account, which again is the account she claims to use to market her services and the one that Mr. Watson used to contract her and hire her for a massage. Now, here is the final part that would be relevant to our listeners. It's the general denial. Pursuant to Texas Rule of Civil Procedure 92, Watson generally denies the allegations and claims set forth in plaintiff's original petition and demands strict proof thereof by a preponderance of the evidence and clear and convincing evidence as required by the Constitution and laws of the state of Texas.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, with you. It concludes with the jury demand. Mr. Watson requests a jury trial and submits the applicable fee for this filing. And there's also a prayer at the end. Because the plaintiff's claims lack a basis in fact or law, Mr. Watson prays that she take nothing by reason of this suit, that all relief requested by plaintiffs be denied, that Mr. Watson recovers his costs and court expenses, and for all other relief to which he is entitled. Again, that's signed by Rusty Harden, and that is defendant Deshaun Watson's original answer to the lawsuits against him right here on Sports Radio 610. Lots to unpack there.
We will react and give our thoughts and clarification on this as we move along here. Initial reaction, though, from you, mine would be obviously, you know, when you see it in court, official, and you know that he's not going to put anything in here casually, you tend to believe a lot of the information in here. He is Rusty Harden. He's not going to put some of these details in here that they've scrubbed their accounts, that they bragged to family members about treating Watson, that they bragged about it, quote, being a money grab. I firmly believe a lot of this stuff. The counterpoint, I believe, can be equally as strong. And oh, by the way, we're going to get a counterpoint ASAP from Busby.
Well,
no doubt about
it. The difference between Busby's, you know, counterpoints that we've seen up to this point is those have been on Facebook. This is in court.
Right. So, I've been saying that the whole
this
time.
This is where this right here, this isn't Rusty Harden holding the press conference and saying stuff. These are court filings. It appears Rusty Harden and his team, since they've gotten the names of the accusers, they've been doing homework. They've been talking to people. They've been looking into them. And this is one of the more significant pieces that's been filed by Deshaun Watson's team, specifically Rusty Harden. You can see this at sportsradio610.com as well. Deshaun Watson and his legal team have responded to the claims made against him. Now, this also, with all this information out there and with accusers looking at it, again, I'm not going to sit here and generalize all accusers into one, but some of the accusers may read this and say, all right, I want to get out of this as quick as possible. Let's settle and let's make it happen. And this could be the process towards the settlement that many legal experts feel could be coming sooner rather than later.
No question about it. Now, I just talked about how strong a statement this is because it's legal. It's not just words, as I say. There's always a counterpoint, right? And my top line takeaway, and I think this is going to be Tony Busby's counterpoint, this is why 22 matters. This is why 22 accusers matter, because you know Rusty Harden went through it fine-tooth comb, as they say, and while these numbers look eye-popping, 7 willingly worked or offered to work with him. 3 lied about the number of sessions. 3 lied about trauma and harm, according to Rusty. 5 told people they wanted to get money out of him. and five scrubbed their entire or deleted some of their social media accounts. That's not 22. You know, that this is what he found.
Yeah.
You know,
the difference between this and, you know, just saying something at a press conference or whatever is when you lay this out, typically you have at least somebody that is going to back up what you are claiming. So it's getting very interesting. Deshaun Watson has responded. We'll give you the latest on that. We're also going to speculate with Nick Caserio next.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.